Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone, Mez Hashem. We're learning Pele Yoitz in Shir number 196. On the topic of Boicher, of choosing. The Pele Yoitz now tells us about the importance of going to a Chacham. You know, we're in the month of Adar. Before we even see the words further in the Pele Yoitz, we know the month of Adar is to be besimcha. It's Adar Aleph. We have two Adars this year, Baruch Hashem. If they would have asked me, I would have said I have three Adars. Okay. Now, what's the simcha that we're supposed to have in Adar? What's the simcha? Mishnichas Adar mar bein besimcha. You should always be simcha all the time. Simcha is not just one month a year. It's every month, every day of the year. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. I want to tell you something. The Arizal said that he merited to the heights of greatness that he did because he did the mitzvah b'simcha. You know, I came home a couple days ago. I see my son, he's washing dishes. I didn't say anything. I'm thinking, like, everyone okay over here? So he says to me, after he finishes, he says to me, when I'm not asked to do it, I really enjoy washing dishes. I said, okay, I'm not going to ask you. You can do it all the time. Now, this is the boy that would like, plays sports all the time. I'm saying, you know.
How old is he?
Just turned 11. No, I know. So, every mitzvah we do b'simcha. Every mitzvah. The simcha of Adar is that I saw this in the Sefer Yam Simcha. I think it's called the name of the Sefer Yam Simcha. Anyway, it says like this: that when a person has a suffix, a doubt of what to do in life, it's not sure which way to go, like we had in the Gemara here. This path, that path, he has nowhere to go. And he goes to a Chacham. Like we once spoke about a case together, right? He goes to a Chacham. And the Chacham clarifies. They come out b'simcha. I know it personally. When I would go to speak to my Rishiva Zetzal, or I was speaking to my Rebbeim, Hadman Chaim Chaim, and you had a doubt. You don't know which way to take. You don't know where to go. That's the pshat over here. The Torah, the limunat Torah that person learns, it takes away the doubt. It takes away the doubt. The Pele Yoitz is telling us over here, go to the Chacham. Go to the Chacham. Umisha any day is a derech yishkoin, or ve'eze he derech, excuse me, derech yishara she yover lo yodam. A person who doesn't know what path to take. And whatever the shaila might be, Rabbi Sai, we are told he should go to the Chacham. Go to the Chacham. Yelech itzel Chacham v'ilmedeno v'atzotzoy yanchenu. The Chacham will teach you. Whether it's halacha, whether it's gemara, whether it's derech achaim in life, issues in life, whatever it might be. Rak es zet sarach sheyeh meivin, midaitoi. This, he says, you have to know on your own. Oy sheyagil oy chochem sheyin et sarach labriyois, shehagadoylu shebet stokoyis hiliyois machzik biyad loim dey toira. Says the Pele Yoitz, in the same paragraph, he says, you have to know the following. You have to know the following piece of information on your own. And that is what? That the greatest of the tzedakos, shehagadoylu shebetzedakos, is to be of those who are machzik, who strengthen loin dei Torah, those who learn Torah. This you have to know your own. Now we know it. Because the Peliyot told us this. Now we know before, Baruch Hashem, because we're already learning here for some time. Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Bo. The Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. And there's nothing greater than the Torah. If Chatz Hashem, a person is having difficulty breathing, and he put an oxygen mask on his mouth, and he's able to breathe better, Baruch Hashem. The worst thing is to take off the oxygen mask. He's not able to breathe as well. The Torah is our oxygen, literally, not figuratively. And when a person supports the Torah, he's able to breathe better. This is the attitude we have to have, says the Peliyoitz. Rak is zed sarshia mevi midaitoi. You have to know this, or the Chacham will tell you. Or shiyagiloi Chacham sheenit sarach lebriyos shehagadoylo shebetstokos hiliyos machzik biad lendi atayra. That the greatest aspect of stoko is to help support Lomdei Torah. Let's finish over here this piece of Boicher, of choosing. Bechiras hara, mechein inin hara, so to in regards to evil. Imuchach mo'oy b'mais of lasis dover ra. It's an interesting way, a little hard to translate. He says if you have to choose something bad to do, what does that mean? Okay. Yivcha hara b'mi'utoy. Choose the smallest ra that's possible. There are different levels of a ra. Ki kol asher yimat yekal onshoy yoyd al onsoy. Because, of course, the worse the evil, the greater the evil, the greater the punishment as well. V'im yoysif al hechreichoy gam onsoy lezodun yechoshaloy velekin yovi b'mishmat al kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to know this. We have to know this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring every single act, to judgment. Sometimes people think, and I want to tell you something, this is the approach the Yetzer Hara takes on people. I've done so many bad things, it doesn't make a difference anymore. That's a mindset of the old man. You know who the old man is? It's been around since Adam and Chava. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's what he's referred to in the Baal Musar. The Yetzirah is referred to the old man. Been around for a long time. The Yetzirah. Listen to how he attacks. You have to know your enemy. Because if you know how your enemy attacks, you can protect yourself. When a person does something wrong, and another thing wrong, and another, the person's mindset is, what does it make a difference anymore? I've done so many wrong things. To that, we have to realize that's incorrect. Velakim yovi b'mishvat alko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges every single person for every single action.
Works the other way.
100%, 100%. When we say judges, doesn't mean judge for only bad. Judge means... Shaharei edus yesh nashoy ipso asoyis hamizimso. There's testimony for what the person did. On the other flip side as well, im yemayt bi isurim edus yesh yesal kem hu yorei v'onus rachmana patrei. And the other way as well, if he's memayet bi isurim, if a person understands, he learns halacha that something is usher to do. Now, imagine a person didn't know that there's an iser to eat bugs. It's us to eat bugs. Now, if he would see a bug, he would definitely be disgusted. He wouldn't want to eat it. But for him to think that before I eat my kale, you know what kale is? Before I eat my kale, I have to check it for bugs. Oh, that's a little tedious. Hey, you give it a little rinse, a little spritz, and that's it. Well, does that do the job of getting away those little aphids or mites or thrips, whatever it might be? Strawberries. Oh, strawberries are so delicious. I'm telling you. Some people ruin it, or maybe enhance it, depending on what you want to call it, by dipping them in hot chocolate. And then, right? Fine. Strawberries are delicious.
but you have to check them for bugs. So you tell somebody, you know, did you check for bugs? There are no bugs over there. Show me a bug. Rabbi said there are bugs on strawberries. I'm not saying every single strawberry. But I've seen my own eye on 100%. You know how small they are? You know there are little seeds in the strawberries. The little aphids and thrips, they're so small, they're smaller than those seeds. Hmm. That's how small they are. Right? When a person learns the halacha, that you can't just eat strawberries. Blackberries and raspberries, Rabbi Sai, stay away. Stay away. The cautious organizations say they're difficult, too difficult to check them. Just don't eat them. But when the person realizes what an Isser is, you know, there's a Gemara in Bamtsiya, Daf Samach Aleph. And the Gemara says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're learning about the parashas of the Melechus HaMishkon, we left Mitzrayim not too long ago in parashas B'Shalach. The Gemara says, in Bamtsiya, Daf Samach Aleph, towards the bottom, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken us out from Mitzrayim for one reason, not to eat the bugs, which we're disgusted by anyway. I know a person who wasn't so makbid at one point in time with checking vegetables. You know what did it for that person? They were sitting down, they made a delicious salad, they put the salad on the table, and a little visitor was crawling out of the salad bowl. From that point on, the person became very makbid. Because they saw, it's real, it's real. I thought I rinsed it off. Rabbi Yisai, a bug, we discussed this numerous times. Give me 4, 5, or 6 lavin. 4, 5, or 6 times the Torah says, depending if it's a water bug, a crawling bug, or a flying bug, 6 times the Torah says don't eat it. One little bug is worse than one piece of pork. Because it only says one time in the Torah, don't eat chazer. But it says 6 times, 5 times, or 4 times, depending on what type of bug, not to eat that crawling, fly, or water bug. When a person appreciates the value of Hashem's word, that Hashem says, it's usur to eat that bug. Oh, they can make sure they learn the halachas, how to check for bugs. And every other mitzvah as well. And when they see there's something which is forbidden to do, they're going to run away. As we started off with this piece over here, and the last piece of Bayreach, they're going to run away from an Isser. Let us all be zoiche, that we should be of those people who value the word of Hashem, who value the words of the Chachamim, Chazal. And when we see an Isser, we avoid it like the fire. We don't want to burn our hand in Chas HaShalom.